Whoa, 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 whoa. Don't hit that 15-second button so quick, because there's some people that want to tell you some really good news. Listen up. Nick, what's going on?
If you like audiobooks, then you need to check out today's sponsor, Audible.com.
They have Wow. From wow. Hold on. Hold on. Let me take it in.
Take it in.
Woo. Keep going.
They have thousands of titles from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, and...
Stop, Nick. You must have misread the copy. I think you meant to say hundreds, and you said over 1,000.
No. It's thousands. Thousands.
Shut up. That's a lot.
It's more than hundreds.
Keep going and read the copy.
You can catch up on all the hot new books you've been meaning to read while on your daily commute with Audible.com.
Can I say something serious?
Yeah.
Stop. Let's cut the shit. Let's say from one person to another. It is great.
It's pretty great.
It is. Audible. I'm serious. Like once you do, people, you're like, oh yeah, now I understand it. It's so easy.
Yeah. Have you ever tried reading on a train?
Oh, God, it makes me so angry. I want to say I am so mad.
Yeah.
But with the
Audible, you just put in your earbuds and it reads it for you.
It's like a whole other world. It is. It's like escapism.
Yeah, it's like having a...
Having a what?
It's like being in preschool and having a teacher read it to you. It's so relaxing.
It's calming.
Nice. Yeah.
It's calming, yeah. And you can fill your head with knowledge.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about reading. Yeah.
Big words that you can't pronounce if you're having a hard time. Yeah, just go and listen to it and read along.
I mean, seriously, I think, because they hear the ad all the time, people are listening, Audible. Yeah, once you, trust me, try it out.
Are you in 10th grade?
Try it out, I'm sick of arguing with you.
Have you ever tried reading Shakespearean? Just get Audible.com.
Why don't you stop now with your Shakespearean?
10th graders listening, you gotta do Shakespearean.
We have a lot of young audience, and Audible, I think because Audible, when I think of Audible, I think young, today, not trying to be hip. You're leading people in the direction of positivity. It's like Martin Luther King, John F. Kennedy, and Audible. Seriously. Go ahead.
Well, just for listeners, Audible.com is offering a free 30-day trial for memberships. Go to Audible.com. Use Todd today to start your free trial.
Is that it?
Oh, let me reread that.
No, you want to reread it?
I want to reread the title. Go to audible.com.
Hold on. We're not redoing this. We're doing the opening.
Yeah.
When you say you want to redo it, I'm being too George Carlin.
It's not I want to let the notes audible.com/Todd.
Oh, you just want to reread it. You don't want to start all over.
I just want them to get their free 30-day trial.
Go ahead. Say it again.
Yeah. Go to audible.com/Todd.
Let's do it right. Shh. You're not listening. You're not taking direction. Is this the type of nervous wreck you would be in an audition? They'd slam the door on you. You're trying to plow past the direction. You're out of it. I'm going to start the music. You come in clean. Let's give the people at Audible something they deserve.
Just for listeners, Audible.com is offering a free 30-day trial membership. Go to audible.com/Todd today to start your free trial.
Audible, you're going to wake up, America.
Welcome, new listeners, to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd. If he says potato salad or swear to God. Those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts in before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Hi, it's Todd. You're listening to the opening of the Todd Glass Show. You're gonna like it.
Lots of laughs, lots of fun.
No. Hold on. Hold on. I'm not even trying to do this seriously. Hold on. Oh my God.
Todd, Todd,
No. Oh, my God. To George Carlin, I'm not doing this on purpose. Oh, my God. Okay, what do I do here? Help me out. How could I have this many open? What's going on? Oh, my God. I can't believe that the one that I play over and over and over again, To George Carlin, was the only one that was playing, and I got all the others off. I kept pressing the buttons. Wow. All right, let me turn everything off. Wow. Hello, welcome to the Todd Glass Show. Sometimes I go old school. How's everybody? That was To George Carlin real. It felt like a, you know, so slapstick, but every single cue was playing. Anyway, this is a fun show. So you're listening to part one, and then we split it down the middle. I think it splits miraculously. I'm sitting at the table with my friend Nick Lipa.
Hey.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, Nick Lipa leaps at night. Did I say that wrong?
I think it's the barn.
Yeah. In the barn, the mighty barn, Nick Lipa sleeps all night. He's Nick Lipa, he falls asleep. It's pushing it for the rhymes, Lynn. And then also my friend Mitch Goldman is here at my house right now. I met him on the first open mic night I ever did that we met, open mic night. We met the first night I ever walked into a comedy club. You want to say hello?
Hello.
Anything else you want
to
say?
No, not right now. I got to get back to doing my free legal work for
you. Oh, we had to get that in there. Mitch, here's what's going on. My friend Mitch is doing some free legal work for Nick. They found a cadaver in our house. Nick says it's not his. Help, I need help. Seriously, so I'm being held against my will. Nothing, Nick.
What was that?
No, I was just talking about anything.
Okay, good.
Good.
All right. We don't want another cadaver situation now, do we?
Why would you say that? Hold on. Shit. Say it again. What? Say it again. No, I can't do sound effects on the opening. Okay, so here's the deal. Do me a favor. When you come through and I really need you to tweet at somebody, tweet at Preston and Steve. Whatever their Twitter is, tweet the hell out of them, lovingly, and say, how come you're not talking about Todd's show at the Comedy Cabaret on December 26th? Say, do you know anything about Todd Glass's show at the Comedy Cabaret on December 26th? That's a better one. Do you know anything about Todd Glass's show at the Comedy Cabaret on December 25th? Did I say 6th?
Yeah, you said 6th the first time.
25th. 25th. Saturday the 25th.
So now you mean 25th?
Or yeah, 26th? 25th.
Okay.
Saturday the 25th. I'm not repeating this whole opening. Saturday the 25th. You got it. Saturday the 25th. Saturday the 25th. Whatever that Saturday is, and in this case, it's the 25th. That's the night I'm going to be at the Comedy. Hey, so I'll say it one more time. Hey, do you know anything about Todd Glass's show at the Comedy Cabaret in Doylestown? June 25th. Did I say January?
December.
I said December?
Yeah, you're saying December.
Oh my God, what should I do? Redo the whole opening?
No. Keep it at December 25th and see who realizes that.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun show too.
No, I have to fix it. No, fix it now?
Yeah, just tell me.
Okay, listen. Finally, I'm sorry. I want to apologize. It's June 25th, okay? To George Carlin, I was saying it wrong by accident. I don't want to go back and redo this whole opening. That's why I shouldn't smoke before the openings. Too much. Well, it's too much information. It's bad enough when I'm doing the show. it's not. Everything's great. June 25th. June 25th. Because on the 23rd, I'll be doing my podcast at the small theater at the Kennedy Center. On the 23rd. 22nd, I'm at the Improv, but it's sold out because it's the small room. So I don't want you to think I'm acting like a big shot. So anyway, yeah, say, Preston and Steve, do you know anything about Todd Glass's show at the Comedy Cabaret in Doylestown? June 25th? Woo! I'm professional, you know. Well, everybody, that's the opening of the show. Mitch, you have anything you want to say?
Yes, I do. This is going to take more work than I thought.
All right. makes a big deal about it. It's like, you know, he's like, it's not free if you complain, right? Oh, it's going to be harder than I thought. So what? Jesus, you know these people, they do you a favor? Then they're like, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to be indebted. Just do it and be professional. Just because it's free doesn't mean you cannot be professional. I want the service I would get if I was paying you. That's why it's a favor, because you're giving me great service for free. I can go get shitty service anywhere. Am I right? I'm defending you, Nick. You mother humper. It got me. All right, how about this? This is not even the show. It's the opening to part one of the show. It was Duncan Trussell. It was a lot of fun. It was so much fun. And then Chris Farron, Fake Problems, Chris Farron, does part two with us. The show splits beautifully. Brace yourself. Brace yourself, because this show takes a split. Just magically, it's all going to come calmly to an end. And then you'll get ready for part two. But watch, you're gonna love it. It's just, all of a sudden you hear the sound just fading out, fading out. You'll hear the words. You hear this music. Wow.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. Beautiful day for a neighbor.
Duncan Trussell's here.
Hey, you be mine. Mine. You be mine. It's a neighborly day.
A song like this now with everything.
I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. Come on, bastards. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say,
was Andrew Campanelli.
Andrew.
Campanella, sorry.
Andrew, that was the best. You did such a good job. That was so, I loved it. When I heard it today or yesterday, I was like, what? That's what I did. You made me go, what? And you know when somebody goes, what? And you're an adult like me, it means it really got the best of you.
Yeah.
What? It means like, what? And say his name again.
Andrew Campanella.
But don't think I'm not going to want you to do one for me now. Yeah, at the Late Show, I'm going to do something. Yeah, I wanted to sing. I mean, for Eddie, it's nice, but if I would have known you were going to do that good of a job, I would have sang the goddamn song. How are you?
Great.
Duncan Trussell.
I'm blown away.
Thank you.
This is causing me to redefine everything.
Well, I appreciate that. You know what? Hopefully it does. It can show you what you can do with nothing.
Yeah.
It really can pull a lot of, you know, that if I ever had one of those shows, that's what I'd want to concentrate on.
I wouldn't
on.
Call it nothing, man. I mean, there's
Well, I mean, it was a lot of shit we had that we sort of made it all work. You
but
know?
It feels like something. No, like you come in here and you feel it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I even think so. Like, even me, and I was, like, slowly watching it, but when it got dark and everything and I saw it, I was like, wow. And Daniel Kino said it the best. I think this is. He goes, the old place, you made it your own. He goes, this is your own.
Right.
Sounds like the first one's a pretty big compliment, and then and it's right in my yard, so I love
I'm just.
It.
I mean, I get it, but I'm a little surprised you don't film every single episode because it looks so cool in here.
You know, I'm not saying I would never do it if I could like have a show and that we have this like playland that we put comedians through, and there's bits and there's things, and you just watch that, but. I almost would, if I had my dream show, if I could wave a magic wand, I've already thought of it. And it would be, it's a radio show on television. Now, obviously, you have to have a reason to have it on television if it's not going to do something visual.
Right.
But we do. But to me, the best compliment would be people saying, I watched the Todd Glass show. Yeah, we were sitting around a fucking television. Like, we felt like it was 1950. And then you give them things. Like, every so often, you go, look, I want you to see this.
Right.
You're at home, but I want you to see. This is Engelbert Humperdinck when he was on. I'm going to let the whole video play. You got to see this. It's 1972. Look at his pants. And then we let it play. And the cool. curtain opens up on the radio. But then we can go back to Theater of the Mind. Because I think it's...
How do you describe this aesthetic, though? What would this be? What would you call this?
Well, there are pictures. So people that... I think we put some pictures on YouTube. So people do know exactly what it looks like. But I don't know. I always thought what made it warm, but you're not even looking that way, was the old dark wood against the brilliant red curtains. Like, I think if it was all wood, it wouldn't be as cool. I think all this dark old stuff and then these brand new, clean, as red as they can be amongst all this junk, basically.
I think it's kind of post-apocalyptic, but, you know, it's got to feel like I can't tell. I feel like I'm in an unidentified part of the time-space continuum. Doesn't feel like the present moment. Can't tell if it's somewhere
Shut
in the past.
The fuck up. That's
some kind of weird
you know what we should do for
whaling
you?
Village.
Let's introduce him. Play his... Here we go. Ah, yeah. Duncan Trussell, ladies and gentlemen. After a compliment like that...
Duncan Trussell's on the show. Here on the podcast. Right here in the barn with us. Here with Todd Glass.
I got the bubbles.
Duncan Trussell's
what do you think, I'm not going to give you bubbles?
Here on the podcast. Right here in the barn with us. Here with...
One smoke, I'll give you a little smoke, but I can't do a lot of it because I have a budget. Oh, we all learned it. We now everyone said they learned it, so here we go. Duncan, da 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 da. Duncan, you know, come on, everybody, let's do it together. Here we go. Duncan is with us. Here in the barn, he is with a Duncan. Wait, play it from the beginning. I want to see if we're close. Play it from the beginning. I feel like we're not close. Did you guys fucking learn it? Here we go.
Duncan Trussell's on the show. Here on the podcast.
You want that?
Right here.
It's 10 bucks. Who gives a shit, right?
Here with Todd Glass.
Trussell's on the show.
Here on the podcast.
Hey, take it away, seriously.
Duncan Trussell's on the show. Here in the barn with us.
All right. How you doing?
Hi.
That's all the stuff I had to do. I did want to say one more thing.
And you're so organized.
I try.
You've got a staff of people working with you here.
Really only... this is Aaron. He does the board, and then Aristotle does a million podcasts for Nerdist.
It's just amazing,
well,
though.
Thank
it's
you.
Incredible that you get these, that you get people to come here, that you're that.
I have guests. I only have guests half the time.
Okay.
That way, I'm not nervous. I don't want to have like. It makes me more relaxed.
I get it.
Just to do it half the time, and I almost didn't do that. Every week, I had a guest, and very quick in, I went, "Oh, let's make just." Sometimes it's just. I call a family show.
Cool.
I have my friend Tom Martin on, but he doesn't count. I know he's listening. He's like, "Oh my god, he just mentioned me. I didn't even hear it was an insult." But I did want to go. I have a passion. I just want to get this out of the way now.
Okay.
And then it's all you. I once again, whenever I hear people saying, you know, I just hear different versions of it, but I'm getting more aggressive. I overly defend young adults because I think most people are overly being unfair to them. So I come out with my fangs on in defense of them once in a while. Might I over defend them too much? No, not the way people are always growling at how dumb kids are. You know what I mean? They think they're all getting dumber, that old
thing,
which is delusional and sad. The minute you don't think they're getting smarter and smarter, it's because something happened to you. It's sad.
Right.
That's why I'm not yelling, because someone has a realization. What if they had the realization, is it me that's getting dumber, or is it the kids?
Right.
Yeah, it's the kids. What are you, a fucking idiot? It's not the kids, you dumb fuck. Like, you need that type of yelling to get that into your head, to have an about-face turn. If you're 30 now and you think, I thought it was.
cause the kids. Like, they're not. They don't. Do they still have attention span? It seems like all they do is look at their phone. That's not how they're going to be remembered, that they stared at their phones all day.
How will they be remembered?
By the great things they did. You remember the generation in class where we learned how the generation that all they did was stare at television when it came out? Remember that?
Yes.
Okay. But that's really not what we remember them by. When we look at the 50s, we talk about segregation, we talk about...
Right.
So even then, yeah, we did, oh, all they do is stare at the television. Today, what will we remember them by? The great thing they did with technology, people that they can reach out, and people can be mean, but they can also be very kind, reach out and defend someone that maybe was a victim of rape, and the outcry can be sometimes unbelievable through Twitter and phones, and it frees us up, and I don't think kids are just staring at their phones. Someone goes, oh, their kids aren't even going to be able to read a map in 10 years. Now, let me tell you, I have a lot of friends, if that was thrown at them, they'd take the bait. I don't think they'd go, yeah, they're not going to be. Who gives a fuck they can't read a map? Go die. You know what else they can't do? Make horseshoes. Who gives a fuck? Is that really what's bothering you? And right. They're not going to be able to read a map. And I wanted to go, well, they'll always be able to read a map, I think. And then I thought, no, why would I do that? Who gives a shit? You're right. They won't be able to read a map. Okay? Who gives a fuck? What do you care so much? You sure you're not pissed off at your life and you feel old and you feel like you're mad at their youth? Because it seems like you got stomping up your ass against kids. Just trying to convince yourself because you would hate.
Who is this?
You don't hear it all the time?
I'm trying to think of...
Oh, the kids, all they do is stare at their phone. See, they don't know how to communicate with each other anymore. You don't hear people saying that?
Well, you know, the thing about staring at the phone is they're not really staring at a phone. So automatically, anyone who says that statement is it's a kind of an old thing to say, because really what they're looking at is a portal that
a magazine
to,
in some cases. No one would look
it's
at
everything.
Someone. That's, you know what? That's why sometimes sort of preaching to the choir is good, because you learn new ways to fight your fight. That's a great thing to realize when you're talking about this. Now, we're not saying that there aren't cases, even me, where I should put my phone away. If you don't say that, then you won't have a people aboard. Yes. I remind myself of good phone etiquette. Put it away. You're not waiting for a call.
Yeah.
And I can be pretty good. Put it away at the... Very rarely, and I hate it. I have been on the phone on hold, and I will go through the checkout line 1% of the time where I have to go, I'm sorry I was on hold. I hate... But be present at the grocery store when you're paying your bill. Don't just be on the phone like they're just fucking something. But that's so controllable. But what you said is, you're right, if you walk into a party, or if I was home and my niece was sitting there staring at her phone, my mom goes, hey, all you do is look at your... If my mom was in the corner reading a magazine, no one would go, all you do is read your magazine. They think you're just scrolling through your numbers because that's all they know your phone has, maybe.
Yeah, like right. They don't know what you're looking at. But then, and a lot of those people, and I have been one of those people who gets mad because someone's staring at their phone. But then when you think about the fact that most people, their minds are filled with a never-ending repetition of shitty thoughts that they're internally staring at, then you realize that that's way worse than looking at your phone. Because most people, their minds are a vortex of sorrow and suffering and bitterness and jealousy and
greed. Wait a second, who are you hanging out with? Me, he goes, who's these people complaining about you? And then he's like, most people walk around all day thinking of buying rope and gasoline. I didn't mean to yell.
It's true, though. I think a lot of people are just accosted with a kind of never-ending... You know, like you see the water buffalo videos, and those fucking water buffaloes are just swarmed with gnats. And it seems like just horrible to be a water buffalo, because they're always swatting the gnats. You know? Like a nightmare. Like a fucking nightmare. And, but you know...
You know what? You say something funny like that, why can't I give you a little homage? Duncan Trussell's on la 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 la
right here in the barn with us.
Come on, I have a professional show.
That's great.
I don't have a lot of time, so I want to get a lot out of you. So you saw about the gnats. Yeah, I wouldn't by the way, I am just so glad I'm on this planet talking about gnats and like sticky heat. I know they're going to invent a lot of things after I'm gone, but the fact that there's air conditioning while I'm here, I'll fucking take it.
Yeah. Yeah, I just saw something on Reddit about the inventor of the air conditioner and how no one knows who that is.
They don't?
No. Do you know his name?
Yeah.
Who?
Bobby 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 Bobby.
No one knows his fucking name. But this guy is responsible for so much comfort.
Is that true that nobody knows his name?
I don't. I mean, you know.
Maybe you're asking the wrong person. Maybe it's the person who invented refrigeration, and that sort of in essence is for the air conditioning.
Sure.
Too. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know the chain of air conditioning where it started. I don't know anything about it. But that
it's a
guy,
great invention.
What a great human.
Oh.
Like, that's like,
something.
He's, who would you rather have existed? assuming he did exist, Jesus Christ or the inventor of the air conditioner? If you had to pick between those two.
Oh, you know, I know the answer. I'm not even joking around. I would want the air conditioner guy.
Yeah.
I'd take that over computers.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah,
you ever walk into someone's house and it's maybe you never appreciate your own house, but I try. But like when you go into someone's house or like a high end hotel, like if you're if what I call it when someone else is paying for my hotel. And I stay at the Ritz-Carlton in that room, and you go, and it just feels clean.
Yes.
And there's not a lot of clutter in it, so it is. And then it smells that just great smell, and the air conditioning's on.
Yes.
It's the best feeling in the world. Okay, we talk about all the technology and everything. I get it. We're going to come back in years, and computers are going to be, I get it, things we can't even think of. I'm not even trying to. I don't want to show it any disrespect by trying to think, I bet we'll have this. No, it's going to be that shit you can think of.
Yes.
You're gonna be, what the fuck? How's air going to feel better it feels in that Ritz-Carlton room? How are people going to remember back? How did they sit in a room like that? What's going to be so great about it that we're going to go, oh, can you imagine people back in the day that had to sit in like this type of atmosphere?
Right.
I'm not saying the rooms won't go better. Technology, art can change on the walls. But how's the air quality going to be better than it is right now?
Well, I would imagine.
Can you guess?
Nanobots are going to polish the atoms of the air or something. Like maybe there's going to be some special sheen that they place on the
Can I tell you something? You're not far off. You're probably there might be something. Maybe the old air will seem humid. I don't know. Who gives a shit? By the way, I give a shit. That's what I say. When people say they don't give a shit after they talk about it for 20 minutes, you just found out they're full of shit. They don't give a shit and they're full of shit. And they give a shit. I give a shit. Of course I give a shit. Man, I want to talk about it. You know what I want to do? Play. Just play. What is that? Is that your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she's
No, hold on. No bit. My safe word is potato salad. That's my safe word. Is that really your girlfriend?
Yes.
I can't do a show.
I'm sorry.
I heard it before.
Yeah.
But I think we were all talking and I didn't hear it. And then when I'm like, no, you
got
to go out.
I have her. I forgot. She gave me her inhaler and I have it in my pocket.
Well, now I feel bad for her. Only you can make the point. No, I'm like, well, give her an inhaler. She's out there instead of being. She needs it. She's like honking the horn as she grasps.
She'll be fine. A lot of these asthma people, they overdo it.
They overdo it, like
yeah.
These peanut allergies.
Yeah.
I'm kidding, by the way.
If she really needed the inhaler, she would come in here.
She would come in here. do you want to? Let's go over a few things here. Oh, this is a fun game. I think you'll like it.
Okay.
Just some running games. Doesn't always have to be that, but this is. I think this is fun. So there's this thing. It's called a rotisserie chicken oven. And they say if you give it to if you tell 10 friends, they'll give you one for free. So, you know, how are they going to find out if you give 10 friends?
Right.
They go, if we promise, Ron Popeil used to say, we promise if you promise to tell 10 friends, we'll give it to you right now for $49.99, saving you $50 if you promise to tell 10 friends.
Wow.
Well, so we found out, like, what if somebody was calling somebody from Ron Popeil? So you just play the person that I'm calling.
Okay.
And I think it's funny, the more real you make it.
Okay.
But I will get pretty aggressive with you. You can get just as angry back. Match the energy. I'm going to play it as real as I can.
Okay.
What would you do? The only thing that we don't do, because it ruins the bit, in real life, we probably hang up on this person.
Right.
So in essence, we're two lunatics.
Okay, got it.
I'll leave all that in.
Great.
We're two lunatics. That's what I like about this. Neither of this, I'm not the moron, and we're both morons.
Okay.
Okay. You want to use that phone? It's fine.
Yeah, thank you.
And move away from... Or you can turn his mic out if you want. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, shit. Hold on. I got to get the right voice. Two.
Two.
Hello?
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 Why can't we have reverb on our phones?
Hello?
Hold on. Where's my... shit. It's not working.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello? I love that you keep going. Okay, I have to do the fake phone with my nose, and I hate it. But my machine is broke. Okay,
what?
Here we go.
Your machine is broke?
Hello?
Hello?
What do you want your name to be in this bit? You can pick any name you want. I'm very generous.
Pierre.
Pierre.
Hello, is this Pierre?
Yep.
Hey, Pierre, you bought a rotisserie chicken. How you liking it, buddy?
You mean the rotisserie chicken machine?
Rotisserie chicken machine. How you liking it?
I love it.
I don't want to do the hold my nose thing. I just have a better phone. So, hey, did you, you're enjoying it, eating healthy stuff? This is how I bait you in. You keep over. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's
you love it, don't you?
I'm not, yeah, it's great.
Hey, listen, let's cut to the chase. Which people did you tell? We didn't get any calls using your code number, which are your initials 44. We didn't get one, you know.
Right.
Did you tell 10 friends?
Yeah.
Who?
I told.
You think this is a joke?
Give me a second. Can I answer you?
Yeah, but
you're,
you know,
grilling me here. Can I just answer you?
Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, I told my Aunt Janet about the rotisserie chicken machine, and I told my brother Tim Trimson about the machine, and I told my best friend.
Okay, listen, I'm going to interrupt you, and I know I'm not giving you a chance to talk. Three people that you said we didn't.
You're not going to let me finish.
Okay, listen, is this a game?
Did you ask me? The people I told about
I'm saying
about the
we didn't get one call.
Well, after I named the people who I told about the machine.
Go.
Cliff Ronston, I told. This is one of my sister's lovers. Danielle Pinchster.
How many is that?
That's five.
Okay.
Sloan Riviera.
Okay.
Cashew.
This is ridiculous.
Larenson. Mr. Finch.
Okay.
And Raul Darius. And Pranston D. I told them all about the rotisserie. Do you want to, are you going to, can I finish? I told them all about the rotisserie chicken machine.
I didn't say anything.
And then we stopped at a truck stop. After I told them we were in a tour bus going across the country.
Oh, look, I don't got time for this, buddy.
Oh,
I want
yeah?
Let me tell you
let
something.
Let me
little,
finish. Yeah, I got you, out of
hey,
the
you're
toy.
Not in control, okay? I'd hate to see something happen to that little wife of yours.
Well, something did happen.
Well?
We had picked up a hitchhiker on the way into Detroit. And I stopped at a truck stop after I told
I want the
all
fucking,
of them.
Why don't you just do me a favor?
I told them all, including the hitchhiker, about the rotisserie chicken machine. I went to urinate in the truck stop. And when I came back, he had executed every single person that I knew in the world.
Blah, blah, blah. I want my $49, okay?
They're dead. They're dead. They seemed interested in the machine. The only one who survived is the goddamn hitchhiker. I don't know his name. So if you get a call from a murderous hitchhiker...
Duncan Trussell's on the show here on the podcast.
I can't believe you have the nerve to make me feel bad about, especially with what's going
They're
on in the world.
They're dead.
All right, buddy. Everybody you told died.
Oh, so now you're saying everyone dies. Is that your response?
All right, listen, you have a problem.
I do have a problem.
Let me tell you
do
something.
You know how
I'll come over there. I'll choke you in your own living room.
So now you're
Wait,
just
can I tell you
finish
something?
The job.
I feel like this, with what's going on right now in the world, any anger, I feel like, you know, after like it's a very angry bit. But I get nervous sometimes.
About
like, dude,
what?
I was talking outside of the bit.
What bit?
Listen, you little shit. I'll go. I'll come right back. Listen,
my
you little
family
shit.
Family is dead.
All right, you don't gotta. I want the money. Okay, I'm just gonna. Here's how Eddie Pepitone
I'll
would
send
do it.
You
he would
the
never
money.
Back down. I want it now. I'm gonna come over there right now.
Okay, I'll send it.
I want to come over and get it.
It'll be too late.
I feel bad about what I said.
It'll be in my
You don't
back
have to
pocket.
Pay me. You don't
It'll,
have to pay me.
No, it's
Life's too short.
No, I know.
No,
it's
I don't
too
want
short.
The money. I want to come over.
The
I want
money right now
I want to
in
give
my
you a cake.
Pocket,
no, please.
And I'm stepping on a chair. There's a noose
yes, sir,
around my
sir.
Neck. Just pull it out of my back pocket and do me a favor. Put some cat food in the bowl because I'll be dead.
Hello? 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 No, he didn't hang up. Sir, I know you're still there. It's thundering out. Hello?
Hello?
Is it raining where you're at?
Yeah, sorry about that. Right when I stepped off the chair to hang myself.
Well, you don't want to do that. Seriously.
Well, I already did it.
Well, you're...
But you're okay.
No, I died.
All right, listen. Don't be a smartass.
I'm not being a smartass.
You're a dead smartass at best.
No, I died. This is my corpse.
Well, listen, I want to be friends.
Great. Well, you're friends with a zombie.
It's okay. Better now than never. Better now than never. Well, are you okay?
Yeah,
I
want to
be
fine.
Your friend. I want to come over and I want to bring you a free rotisserie chicken oven.
Great. Come on over. I'm at.
Where do you live?
734 Tarnish Lane.
By the way, you ever notice how hard it is to come up with names?
Really?
We had a bit on the show where we just had you're at the immigration.
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, let me stop here for a second. I always do this. Maybe I feel a little disheveled. So let me finish the bit, and then I want to tell who's here in the room. What was I just talking about? Oh, yeah, with names. You're at the border.
World.
They're going to ask your name. You have to think of a lie.
Yeah.
So you just because you can go. So then Keith, he hangs out here a lot. He goes, Paul Sandwich. I go, no, that's not yet. That's a name. You said two words, but do you really think that's even in the gray area of what you're? Is that if you say that name at the border, you think they're not pulling you over and going to ask you some questions,
right.
Even if it's really your name?
Yeah.
But if it's really your name, you don't have to worry. But you're saying it's your. You just want to ambiguous. You want to think of a good name. See, he sticks. That's a good name. You know what I did? I said, "Fuck it." I went. I bought a jacket, and I had Paul Sandwich embroidered on the front of it. I go, "Yeah, you can wear your fucking Paul Sandwich shirt if that's a normal name." I swear to God, to George Carlin, that's my safe word. And then Chris, he loves it. He wears it around all the time.
Wow.
It says Paul Sandwich.
That's
on it.
Cool.
Over at the Grove, while I was eating, I brought the sweatshirt at Target. Shh, keep it down, and then I brought it over to the Grove while I was eating, and it's like a machine. Paul Sandwich.
Those assholes at the border are suspicious no matter what your name is, though. It's a mess at those borders. A mess. We just came through from Canada.
Did you drive?
We were on a bus coming.
What type of bus? Were you on a tour bus?
A tour bus.
Oh, let's talk about this.
Coming out of Canada from doing a show up there. So going into Canada across the U.S. border, they don't even wake you up. They just look at your passports and let you through. Coming back. The border guards, it's like 5 a.m. They made the bus driver wake us all up and go to talk to them. And these were like quintessential pigs.
How many people were on the bus?
It was me and I think Mikey Campman and this comedian. I think it must have been, I think it was Shane Torres that I was with. This very funny comedian. So, and then the bus driver. So four people on the bus. And thank God we were going to call the tour. There are no drugs on this bus tour, but we didn't call it. It was nothing. We didn't call it that. So they didn't know the name of it, but they were automatically mad at us. And so we just woke up standing there. And these are steroid thugs. Like they're injecting themselves with steroids. They're angry over something. You don't know what they're angry over. So we're standing there. And the guy goes through this thing, and I didn't know what he was saying. He's like, "You don't have any of this on the bus. You don't have that." He's like, "You don't have any needles on the bus. Or you know, nobody, you don't have any, none of you are diabetics." And I was so tired, I thought he said, "None of you have any dead bodies." So I started laughing, think he was making a joke. I'm like, "There are no dead bodies." And then
they don't like jokes.
And so then he has us all sit down. They go into the bus, like three of them go into the bus. And I mean, because this is going on in the world, I'm not going to say that we had stuff on the bus you could get in trouble for.
No, no one listens.
But I did.
This is just for me. I'm sorry. I lied to you before.
But I thought, this is it. I'm getting arrested. Like, I'm definitely getting arrested. There's no way I'm going to get out of this. I've got three federal agents that are now rifling through a comedy tour bus. And I'm going to get arrested. There's no fucking way I get out of this. I'm like, this is the end of the tour. I was calculating how much money I made, thinking how much the attorney was going to cost. I'm like, maybe I can break even. Maybe I'm going to go to jail. So then after like 30 minutes, they come out of the bus and one of them is angrily holding a bag of oranges that he had found. And that's it. And we got to go. But they were pissed and it was terrifying.
Of course it is. You're not so... Yeah, of course. I would scare the shit out of me.
They'll get you, man, and they don't care.
I would do exactly what you did. I would sit there, and I would...
It's
I would
over.
Just, I would just think it's over.
You're done. This is it.
I'm trying to think if I ever had anything. I used to get scared. I always get...
scared when I go over the border.
Sure.
One time I did a show and they didn't have a permit for me. It was a new promoter. It was a kid. His dad had to get on the phone
with me.
This
was Canada?
Yes. And it was a young promoter who first time he, I didn't really understand about that, that people would start promoting things. Everyone has to, so, you know, and in line, he goes, just go over, say this, and just lie, you know, basically on my cell phone, he told me. He goes, just be careful, just, you'll be fine. You'll be, and I did it. And, but I scared shitless.
You got to watch out, man. They'll ban you for years.
I said, I'll never do that again, and I never did. Every time I go, I ask and I ask and I ask and I ask.
Do you think they train them to look angry? Like, that's part of the training program? Like, you know, like you go to the border, you try to smile at them, but then they have the most ferocious look on
what?
Their face.
I'd say half of them are pretty friendly at the border.
Right.
It's about half. I'm going to give to me, that's nice saying that. A lot of times, you know, you're so ready for them to be, they're asking you casual questions and you're asking, they almost want to go at ease.
But
at ease, soldier.
You know what they do, though, man? You know what they've been doing?
What?
Is they take people. So you have no rights at the border. If you go to the border and you act weird, they can take you into a room, make you pull your pants down, and they can shove their fingers into your asshole, and there's nothing you can do about it. You can look this up. It happens all the time. People seem a little suspicious. They get fingered by these pigs.
Why do you have to talk like that? By the way, can I tell you something about cops? I've said this a long time ago. I do think that it is out of control, you know, but for the 5%, I don't like when people go, yeah, but when you're scared, who do you call? No, that's not an excuse for the bad stuff that the bad cops do just because they do good stuff. We don't have to do, it's not like in the name of all your good stuff, you get some ratio of bad stuff you'll have to do. But that's not what I'm talking about. It is out of fucking control. And I understand sometimes the even though you can't fight violence with violence, I get it. Analytically, I get it. You cannot fight violence with violence.
No.
But I get the rage of some of the movements over the years that got fed up.
Yeah.
I really do. And I fucking get it. I said that first so you would know at the end of the day, I probably still understand you can't do it. But when I see people at rage when they're not getting it through any other way, I get it.
Sure.
They
of course.
Get fucking... You start playing a mind on your psyche and you're like, fuck it, on your psyche.
How do you put your life back together again when you were coming out of Canada just to take a little trip into the United States for a few days, and a guy that you've never met is fingering your asshole? You never forget about that. For the rest of your life, you're always going to remember the way the latex smelled, the snap of the glove. You're always going to remember the whatever border lubricant they must use. They have special glycerin.
Wow.
You're going to remember the way that you had to relax.
Are you going to go out there? Seriously.
Honest to God, man.
Well, if she needs an inhaler.
If she's beeping, she doesn't need the inhaler.
That's true. She's got the energy to beep.
Yeah. If you're still a
go out and give it to her. I make you the bad guy. Now go ahead. I'll have one of the guys here bring it to you. Like, no. I don't want to straighten myself out and get it out of my pocket.
But if I start going out to give her inhalers whenever she beeps, then that it sets a bad precedent.
I was thinking about something else, but then I realized, like, what type of healthy relationship is that? Now, if I do something kind and absolutely necessary. So here's what time is it?
7:56.
7:56. Oh, good. Okay. We got some. What was I going to say? I forget what I was
going to
say. I was going to go around the room. So Chris Farron is here. And you know what? Let's do. Does anybody have to go to the bathroom? Nobody? You sure? No, I'm fine. Let's do something different.
Okay.
Here's what we're gonna do. Let's have like. I know what we'll do. Let's darken the room. Oh, do I get the... I wanted to pick the song, Hometown. Don't Die in Your Hometown. I forgot to tell him. Can you turn that off? This will be fun. It's part of our summer concert series. So here in the studio, I'm going to turn that light out, is... hold on. Cora,
which is Cora. What's your last name? Oh, you don't have to give it out. Personal. So Cora's here. Cora is Duncan's girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
So, she's hanging out. Aristotle's always here. Aristotle has a friend, Hayden, who is hanging out in the back. That's not Aristotle's
Aaron
friend. He's all our friends. But Aaron, he's a friend of yours from back home. Where do you live?
Bakersfield.
Don't tell the audience. Bleep that out. Put in a nice, rich area. No, I got people that listen to the show. They can't admit you live in Bakersfield. I know there's a lot of people that live up there that listen to the show. We're very big in Bakersfield. People that say it's out of control. So let's you know, treat the show real. Let me take my headphones off.
All right.
Let's put that out. And, let's put some reverb in this. Let's do it upright. Chris Farron, everybody. Chris Farron. All right. Keep it coming. Do it up. Make him, you know, let's not be, like, half-assed about it. Here we go.
My spirit floated with the wind through the valley desert air. I saw you in a wedding dress with long, dirty blonde hair. Now I know what they mean when they say some feelings are impossible to place. Stay around me for the evening. Have to be alone. Stay around me for the evening. I can't bear to be alone. Stay around me. Stay around me.
Oh. To say little bit pitchy with the voice, a little bit, don't you think, everybody? It was a little bit. We don't want to say it. No, we try to be nice, but I just think a little bit, you know, that, you know, you got to hear it in there. It's just like, come on, guys, you're doing this bit, Aristotle.
I thought it was great.
Let me explain what these guys just did to me.
What?
Now, because they're friends, they're going to do it right this time. Of course, it's fucking great. You can't make a joke like that unless someone knows you really fucking like them, you know? So the bit is, and you guys are going to commit, and shame on you because I never leave you guys hanging. It has to be so absurd that it's funnier than it is me mean. So here's what the bit is supposed to be.
Wait, do you go back and edit this? Or
No, they hear everything.
Okay.
But they'll get it. Everyone listening is going to go, here's how Todd wanted this to go down. So he ends up, he fucking sings a song, he goes up there, it's a fucking great song. And then when he came back, we were all going to applaud a little bit, and here's what should have happened. A little pitchy, I thought. Yeah. Little bit, yeah. I can hear it. You know, you can hear it a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a teeny bit. I mean, it's good. It's nice. Okay. I mean, you know, I haven't seen it. Just a little bit. I heard the tone up and down. Just, you know, it was just, it's nice.
The last time I heard you play it, you know, when we were
time where I thought, is it, what's the thing?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. And sure, it's good, but it's not like, it's definitely, I mean, I don't know if I want to record it, you know, I'm just saying.
We could do another take.
Yeah, you never speed it up.
Good, good rehearsal.
But I don't know. I think that if, you know, I mean, I don't know, I'm saying I'm a professional, but I sort of know. There. You think it was better the second time?
Yeah.
Probably not. Maybe longer. That's what I was told. When your comedy can't be good, make it longer. No, that's what my manager told me. I was a bad manager. By the way, you really played the chicken thing. I could tell. Like, at one point, your leg when you got real mad.
At what?
The chicken guy.
Oh, the rotisserie thing.
Yeah, you're starting to. Oh, I was really. You know, it's funny. Yeah. When someone gives you good, it's easy to react to it because. You're like, can I finish? Oh, I was like, if you said that one more time, I was going to punch you even in character. I wasn't even interrupting you at one point. What a great manipulative tool you figured out. Can I finish? There was one time I didn't even interrupt you. I thought, but the average person isn't really paying attention. They think, oh, this guy keeps interrupting him. Whoa. Hey, you want to call somebody?
Yeah.
It's fun, right?
Yeah.
Who do you want to call?
You
pick. Do we have that? Can we get it? Is it hard to get?
Well, you know, you can never lose calling, like, the TBM prayer line.
Oh, that's fine, too. I never thought about
that.
I always thought about calling a person, but that's great to call
that. Yeah, usually the Trinity Broadcast Network prayer lines are really good. Wow.
See, we have a jingle. Nice calls you didn't expect to get. Now, it's not that we're going to do that now, but that was a jingle we made before we try to utilize the jingles. It's sort of saying we're doing a phone call. It
Let's
stands
call
for everything.
Them. Can you find their number? It's just TBN. I don't have their number.
Oh, but
memorized.
No, we have to call on the phone.
What do you mean?
Oh, he'll look it up, but you have to call it on the phone. We
okay,
can't call
sure.
here. We don't have a... We're not high tech. I asked Chris Hardwick. I said, can we get a phone line? He's like, yeah, you're lucky you're on the air still.
Trinity Broadcasting Network.
714.
Okay, 1 second.
Don't give the number out over the air.
Is this the
I'm kidding. Why would we care? It's like, don't give the hospital's number out over the air. People get a hold of it.
This is the prayer line?
Can I tell you something? Can you want this? Has to do with prayer. Now, look, I might be stepping on some toes, but I don't think I am. I thought about the danger of, look, I know people always want to go, well, we know you're supposed to pray and physically do it. But
yeah.
Come on, let's face it, it definitely pulls some people away from doing either. And
what do you mean physically do it?
Well, Samantha Bee, you know, I just heard a clip of what she said about the shootings, and she just said, basically, okay, a moment of silence is not fucking cutting it anymore.
Right.
It's not fucking, and she said it with, you know, someone said with like, no, okay, she set it up how it is good and it is nice and it has certainly been some, what was that? Certainly have brought unity together and shown some love and just holding candles and that did do something back then. But it should have perpetuated us to do more because we just seem to think, oh, we'll do this now. And she goes, so it's like the praying, fuck the, yeah, you know, you should pray that you get involved in Vote Right.
Right.
You pray for your, but that's not praying. Then people go, well, that's praying. No, we're talking about when you pray, when you go inward, of course, that's a type of, that's as real as it gets. So the prayer they need isn't a prayer. It's someone going, I want to end this. Not, please, Lord, watch over our children. No, please, myself, make me get very fucking involved who I vote for. Fucking start giving a shit like a fuck.
Right.
That's what you should say to yourself to stop that. Not, please, Lord, watch over them.
You know, I don't think, I was like, when I was recording an intro to my podcast, I was going to try talking about that. And then I just realized that it's like trying to think about a black hole or something. Like, it's so bad that it's completely inconceivable. Because I was thinking, like, that's 50 people who got shot. And I don't know how old they were, but I'm guessing it's about 150 years of memories that got evaporated in a second. Like 150 years of sitting in the back seat of your parents' car on the way to the swimming pool and the first time you mowed the lawn for your parents or, you know, things like... And then
it's a lot of personal history.
And you can't... And then also you can't comprehend the ripple that goes through the families of those people. And how for the rest of their lives, there's this thread of sadness that won't ever go away. That every single day they're going to think about that thing.
And what she's saying is, all of that, now let's show what that was just said, obviously, you know, is a brilliant, you know, just cleaning it up of what you can't even fucking fathom type of a thing. But I think to show homage to that now, I felt for her. It's like... Someone has to come on and lash out at the moments of silence. Come on, we need to do more.
Well,
than
the
this.
Lashing out thing, man. See, I used to, I have these Ram Dass people on my podcast sometimes, and I let man, I remember, I lash out like that, like because you get so mad and you get so fucking mad that you just want to do something, because your heart's kind of, you know, your heart's a little broke. Like if you can't really, I mean, I don't really feel, it's so bad that I don't really feel anything. About it, it's but I know that if I spend too much time, even right now, talking about it a little too much,
we're probably on the same page
because you can't. So, but so they say.
When I say we're on the same page, it's sort of what you're saying. This, no, if I sit down and spend any amount of time, it's I get the horrificness of it. But maybe I hope it's either me being cold or way human beings function. I can realize how bad it is. It doesn't affect the majority of my day.
Yeah.
Because what if it did? Maybe that wouldn't be a good thing. So maybe it's good you're able to somehow, with this thing, not acknowledge it at all like a sick person. Acknowledge it. You should get the magnitude. Obviously, both of us do. But then what if you couldn't? What are you going to do? Just you have to function. So.
Well, the anger thing, though, all response. It's like it's basically everyone is trying to articulate the inarticulable. How do you say it? Inarticulable? They're trying to say, and some people are articulating it through a moment of silence. Some people are articulating it through Islam is bad. Some people are articulating through guns are bad. But really, it's so ghastly and hard to talk about that that you can't really say anything. But these Ram Dass people, what they say is the problem here isn't guns. It isn't Islam. It isn't homophobia. It isn't the problem here is us or them. It's that people think that there's a them, and people think there's an us. And that us and them mentality is the root of every single war, every single shooting. When that guy went into that place and shot whoever, and I don't just mean this last thing at Pulse. I mean any guy right. who goes into any place and shoots, he's thinking there's a them. But really, so we got to figure out a way to get past us or them.
I have an idea. Have a nice dinner. Invite us and them. We could all sit around. I got nothing. I wanted to take it somewhere so bad.
There's nowhere to take it.
Hey, but you know what? Can I end positively?
Yeah.
Not positively to end. What time is it, by the way?
8:08.
What?
8:08.
Jesus. We're going to... Aristotle, you're going to decide where we split this show. I put that responsibility on you. Because we're just going to take a break in about 20 minutes. And then... Chris Farron's going to come over.
I'm going to let you know right now. Probably where I'm going to split.
No, I'm not going to make it that easy. No, no, no. If he did it here, he did it against my wishes. I'm not kidding around. If right now Aristotle thinks, I wouldn't do it now because I have 20 more minutes with you. That's the way I look at it. I got 20 more minutes.
20 more minutes here. Yeah, I didn't mean to do a... I really thought, man, I bet we end up talking about that thing, and I don't want to... It's like, not talking about it.
You know
it.
What you did? Exactly what you should have done. You talked about it. I think it's good, obviously. I don't think you should. I think you should have done like... I always say talk on the show like you would if you were hanging out at the house. You're silly, then you're serious, and then you go back to being silly. No one's like, oh, now we have to be serious the rest of the night. No, you flip-flop all night long. Well, eventually, at 4 in the morning, I stop bringing up issues.
You know, let me say...
Four in the morning, if you're at my house, eventually then I won't go.
You're going to do it? Here's the thing. I was thinking, all right, and I get the whole voting thing. Everyone knows you have to vote for Hillary Clinton now. That's it. No matter what you think, or if you're a Bernie person, now you have to vote for Hillary Clinton. So you have to. It doesn't matter if she's funded by the Saudi. You have to vote for her because the Supreme Court nomination. No choice.
Right.
But then I was thinking, okay, in some way, you have to figure out in a interpersonal way some small way to counteract that horror, which means you have to think, what is the opposite of a shooting? What would the opposite of a shooting be? In other words, what is the opposite of that?
This is what Mr. Rogers' mother told him.
Look for the helpers.
Yeah, and it's not... I don't think that's something to go in one ear and out the other. I think if you really take that in for what it is, it's by no means disrespect to the harm that we see being done. No one's trying to go, okay, but it's saying what is there only to do when we've just seen how bad we can be as a human being to turn somewhere and see how incredible we can be as a species. What would do that? I need that now.
Yeah.
And then look for the helpers.
And then you do it. Like, you have to do something. Like, the idea is that if every time one of these fucking things happens, we come up with ways to redo the gun laws, we come up with ways to make this shit not happen as much on a global or national scale. But then there's got to be something I can do that's a little less shitty and selfish tomorrow than
can
what
I... Can I tell you what you can do? And I know this might sound a little bit... You can... Not overly do it, but I feel like subconsciously I've been doing it a little. I'm always friendly, but I think I've been a little bit more like people in line, and maybe because they're also receiving it. People are turned towards each other, maybe a little bit. Maybe it's subconscious, maybe it's not, but no matter what, I have noticed I've been talking to more people. Not over talking, but quick, nice things. You can find a way, if that's all it is, to it leaves. Let me tell you something. I know how I feel when somebody talks to me in line. I feel good. It feels really good when someone turns to you and they make a joke and they're being sweet and they're, this is the energy that's behind me. So there's some people that are that. They just don't show it. Go outward a little bit.
Yeah.
Noticeably, and just put that energy out into the world. That's like at least do something like that.
Just, yes, a little bit more when you're in line. Just if you see someone who seems receptive, talk to them about the Quran.
Ha ha ha. What? Sure, I play it again. Here we go. I know it by heart now. Watch it. Trousers on the show. Here in the park. Right here in the barn. Hit me. Here on the glass show. Duncan. Trousers on the show. Ba 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 ba. Okay, now watch, watch this. You're gonna shit in your pants. Now, that's recorded.
Oh,
damn! Right,
I really was amazed.
None of that.
Great whistle.
No one wants anybody whistling. It's self-serving. I'll tell you why. You never heard it. Yep. Because have you ever heard this happen? Have you ever had this happen? Someone's like. Somebody goes, and then they stop. They go, oh, finished. Could you finish whistling that? I was enjoying it. I love a whistling version of the Beatles. I do. I don't get it enough. Sir, could you finish? Sir, I love a whistle rendition of the Beatles, and I never get enough of it in my life. Are you doing shows anywhere where it's straight whistling all the hits? Come listen to... Ooh, what?
Wow. Man, have you...
have I seen what? I'm a good interviewer. I get it out of you. Have I ever...
Have you seen...
Have I ever seen...
Have you heard,
oh,
the,
have I
heard the band...
The band...
Clem Stimson and the Monkey They're amazing. They're amazing.
Leave it in.
They're so good. No, have you heard of gang stalking?
No, what is that?
It's this, it's just a great rabbit hole to go down on the internet. Everyone should go down this rabbit hole. But basically, paranoid people have started unifying through the internet to rationalize their paranoia. So it's videos of paranoid people going into subway tunnels wearing...
Is it sad?
Well...
Or is it good for them?
What do you mean? Is it good for them to like...
Well, I'm going
to
be honest. I'm high, so I can't really follow whether it's sad or it's good for them.
It's probably not good for them because they're sort of like rationalizing that everyone is watching them. But it's pretty amazing to see it.
Maybe
with
it calms them.
I don't think so. But anyway, the New York Times...
Just trying to be nice. You never know who listens.
You mean there? You think there's people listening who are being gang stalked?
I hope they are. No. I hope that the people that would do that would also listen to my show. It shows they got something good about them.
That's sweet, Todd.
No, I want to be... There is somebody doing everything everywhere, as long as they're not hurting anybody.
Well, that's the scary thing about these videos, is because, like, at least the one that the New York Times posted, the guy's wearing this GoPro, and he's like, see the woman over there in the yellow jacket? Now watch what she does. She's, got up and walked over to the right. You know, they're doing just what people do when they're in a group. But for these people, they think it's all about them. Everyone's watching them. But then he's like, this gang stalking is ruining people's lives. One of us actually just shot a couple of people because of it. That's where it gets scary, because they're the people who can kind of, I don't know, man. I didn't mean to make it dark. You humanized them, didn't you?
Oh, Jesus.
And now it's raining.
And we have to say goodbye.
I know.
Hey, we can have this. We have this now. I should have done this for you. This is a good one. When we get into a bit and I don't know how to get out of it.
All right, I got to go, man.
Okay. Run, 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 run from the bit.
Run, 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 run from
run
the bit.
From the bit.
Run
away from it.
I do that on the road now. I have the sound guy play it. I go, if I'm having
really?
A good time, I could just play that song all of a sudden.
That's great.
Okay. Run from it. It gets me out of it. Sometimes they make good choices. I swear, sometimes when they play it, I go, thank you. What was I doing?
Yeah.
How long were you going to tell them you're coked up and get mad because they didn't enjoy it? I'm coked up. If they ever think, like, yeah, folks, I get it. I'm not coked up. That's why I'm saying I'm coked up. And then they run, run, run. I'm like, there you go. Thank you. Well, listen. Do you want to? Oh, I know what you could do.
What?
No, I'm not letting you do it. Because then I'll
what is it?
Sing the Mr. Rogers song, and then he'll do a version of you. But I want to do it. Do you have any last words?
I love you guys.
Did you
so
have fun?
Much.
Did you have fun?
Oh, I just totally didn't expect any of this. I had a great time. What a great show.
Well, we bought you something.
Really?
Of course. A brand new car. Steering wheel cover. I heard a comedy team once do that.
That was the bit.
You got a brand new car. Steering wheel cover. Best night of my life. First night of... Oh, wow. So, you know what we should do? Here's what we're going to do. Play that song.
Which song?
His song. Duncan?
Yeah, Todd.
It was nice getting to know you.
It was great hanging out with you.
Hey, how about if we all go to that show with you?
That'd be awesome.
I have a bus out front. I'm not lying.
Great, let's go.
You want to do it right now?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Let's all go right now. We're gonna get. You're gonna really let us get in the bus with you?
Sure.
Wait, did you hear?
It's your bus.
Oh my God! I heard the bus start up. Oh my God! We're going to his show with him. Everybody, we're on the bus. May pretend we're on the goddamn bus. You weren't trying to may pretend. That's the end of the show. Good night. No, you were pissing me off. They weren't doing it.
What, me?
No, not you, my audience. But I'm not even really mad at them. I was saying they weren't me pretending it. Like, we're getting on the bus. I was picturing someone home going, I don't feel like I'm on a bus. And I got angry at a person I made up. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
And inside, we did get you something.
Really?
You like kittens?
Yeah.
Well, I got you 13 of them.
All right.
The way I get rid of my kittens. And I also got you a 12-year-old refrigerator.
Oh, my God.
They're both
God,
out front with a bow around them.
Best
now you,
day of
you
my
feel
life.
Guilty because you're like, wait a second. I feel like I have to take the refrigerator because it is a gift. Meanwhile, I just want to get rid of shit. I got you a gift, Aaron. That steel tub on the side of the house.
Wow.
Yeah, it's yours. Good night. That's the show. Hey, next thing you're going to hear, next fucking thing you're going to hear is Chris Farron singing. Oh, shut the fuck up.
Or maybe
part
that'll
two.
Be next week.
Oh, you are shy. No, he didn't. It ended up, that's what he did. Aristotle ended it right there. It ended up, the last thing the audience heard from part one was the last words were from Duncan Trussell. Or did
I? Hare Krishna.
Wow. I'm feeling good. I'm glad you're here.
All right.
That you're here in the after show.
Yeah.
And I did write a song for you.
You did?
Yes, I did. Of course I did.
Great.
Can we do it? It's the, did I write a song? Of course.
It's not the old one.
No, stop. Don't be silly.
It's a new song?
Oh, come on already here. You're making me look, of course I wrote a song.
All right.
I'm going to play it right now. You're going to be so stupid, you're going to feel. I want to make sure. Did you get the analog cards?
Oh, the, those analog cards.
Ah, shit. No one uses those anymore, you dumb fuck. I give them the
I picked them up, but I... Yeah,
I know, but I who uses analog? I can't keep any of my... Hold on, we got it here. Hold on, it's a song. But by the way, that's an insult to me. Did you write a song? Chris, you've been on the show? No, we just didn't jingle. Here's a jingle Joe. No, I don't have time to write a song for Chris.
Right.
So, stop it. I'm not even going to play it now because you've hurt my feelings.
Okay.
I mean... Oh, you always win. You always win. Is this what it's like? I'm going to talk to your girlfriend about that.
Wife.
And I bet she'll be... Wife. My God, you're cheating on your girlfriend? I liked her, too. I met her. I can't believe you. I met her and when I first met her and then last time, and I really liked her.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Well, you know.
That's your girlfriend?
Yeah.
That's your wife?
Both.
Both. That's the way it should be.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be. Ba-dum-bum-ba-dum. There's my show right there in a nutshell. In a nutshell. In a whatever you call it.
A knuckle shell. So that's right.
I wrote you a song. I wrote you Aristotle, how are you?
Okay.
I don't ever spend enough time talking to Aristotle.
I agree.
Big birthday coming up.
Shh, he doesn't like to make a big deal about it.
Yeah.
Do you want to edit that out?
No, it's fine. I'm just. It is going to
People,
be.
People, here's the deal.
Well, I guess this.
Today's your birthday.
It was
technically.
No, shut up.
When people are listening to this, it was yesterday.
Oh, my God. Beautiful.
Wait, but I'm listening
throwback
to it right now.
Oh,
can
wait.
You take the piece of plastic down? Just so.
Oh, yeah.
I love that it's there, but it does happen behind a piece of plexiglass. Don't be jealous of the people that listen. Of course, my producer's behind a wall.
Of course, I have plexiglass.
So, what were you saying?
Birthday.
It's his birthday.
Also, I have a very squeaky chair. I love this chair.
Know.
But it is
I'm going to
so
get
squeaky.
You that old one back.
No, I really enjoy the sound of the squeak.
Yeah.
But I don't mind it. I think it gives some soul to this
place.
Let us know if you like our squeaky chair. People try to get involved with Twitter.
You can make a poll.
Don't forget to tweet about how much you like our squeaky chair to let us know if we should have more tweaky chairs or less squeaky chairs.
Hashtag squeaks.
So do you want me to play your song? Do you want me to play it?
Yes.
Okay. I am going to just find it on here. I do have it, and I don't want you to think I'm playing any games. Give me the rodeo song that I wrote. Do you like this one? Play the real one first, because I did a parody of it.
Well, I'm 40 below, and I don't give a fuck. Got a heater in my truck, and I'm off to the rodeo.
You like this one?
Yeah. I don't care for the language.
That neither do I. Who needs this language?
It's bad.
Fucking jerk.
Cursed words.
Right? You don't need it, do you?
No.
That's what I thought. It's like this, no, it was good. That
he doesn't need to say that.
He doesn't need to say that.
No,
he doesn't need to say it.
It's crude.
What?
Crude. It's crude.
Crude. It's, thank you. Listen to what he says. Okay, listen. I like this. Piss me off.
Fucking jerk.
Oh no, no,
no.
No, you don't. This part's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that part. The part we're hearing right now.
Oh, this is good.
Right. This is the part everyone likes. Guess what he does?
What does he do?
Well, he's not going to leave it be.
Well, this morning below, and I ain't got a truck, and I don't give a fuck.
Piss me off.
Piss me off.
Fucking jerk.
Oh, no.
No, I don't want to do it.
He got you.
He got me. Get on my... But it's the cursing.
I hate those cursing words.
It's that you don't need it. So I did... you don't need the curse. That song could be just as good without it.
Right.
That could be just as good. I got Gosh Darn Chris Farron on the show today. Gosh golly gee, he's going to have a lot of fun on the Todd Glass Show. He's going to be happy. He's going to smile on your face. Gosh darn golly, put a happy smile on your face.
Wow.
You make me happy. You treat me right. Come on, hang over and hang out of my house more. Get off the couch. Because I got ice cream sandwiches in the kitchen and I'm going to give away to all my friends.
Oh,
I don't know what I'm doing.
This is great.
I don't know what I'm doing.
This is what I'm here for.
What was this bit for?
Did we need it on the show? Me a song.
I wrote you a song. Yeah. But then it turned into some explanation of the show.
Yeah.
Try to do this song without cursing. Start it from the beginning again. It's hard to go, gosh, darn, dolly. I lost because I didn't even know how to do it. Like, it's like, piss me off. Gosh, you know,
Yeah.
Here, give me a little bit of Benny. You know what I mean? Old G Willikers? I don't know. What the fuck do you say?
Oh, my God.
Oh, has this happened already?
Wait. Great.
I don't like that song. I'm bored already.
Aw.
I am.
That's
I'm
okay.
Bored already. I want to take some time. I don't want to rush into anything. It's the after show. You're here. How you doing?
I feel good. I'm happy to be on the podcast.
You're happy to be on the podcast. And let me tell you something. We get a lot of emails, and I don't want to brag. I get 7 billion trillion trousing emails a day.
Okay.
Now, that's the truth.
Yeah, I believe you.
You probably want to know the craziest one I ever got, don't you?
What's the nuts craziest?
You probably want to know, right?
Give it to me.
But you said you never asked.
Remember? Oh, yeah.
Like the can you tell that story?
Totally.
Did you tell it on the show before?
No, I don't think
we
so.
We talked about it
in our personal life.
About your... Go ahead, tell the story, and then I'll do
My father, who I...
Name dropper. No, you're always talking, oh, my father, my father.
My father, who I don't really know that well.
Oh, I know a father. My father. Everybody, I can't be bothered. I'm with my father. Oh, pardon me.
I rhyme when I do it.
Oh, yes, I do.
Who I don't really know that well. When I see him, he slightly alludes to some involvement or that he knows somebody in the mafia.
Waiting for you to take the bait.
He waits for me to like kind of poke more into it and kind of give him license to speak more about it, but I just never take the bait, and I just say, okay, all right.
You know, I know a guy. He can end, you know, if you need my help.
Oh, okay. That's, I'm fine.
Okay. I'm just saying, I know people. You probably go, what people does he know?
Nah, it's okay.
You're probably wondering. I know. I see it on your face. You're like,
oh,
no. Nah, I see it.
No,
everybody,
I don't care.
Doesn't he look like he's like, who does he know? Who does he know?
No, I don't care.
Sure, I got a good story.
Oh, it's okay.
One story that I always tell when everybody wants to know what's it like, I have the one story. Whenever they go, tell that story, I have one I go to.
Oh. Yeah, maybe one day.
Hmm. You want me to tell it? It's sad. Because you're so mean, you realize it. Because if you humanize anybody, even in a silly bit, eventually you're like, eventually when the guy goes, can I just tell it to you?
Yeah.
Your instincts sort of want to go, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you're not that guy in this bit. You're not that guy in this bit.
You can start telling it. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
No, listen, I want to tell you, I have an idea for a play.
Okay.
I forgot what we were doing. What were we doing? Seriously, no bullshit. My vision is getting blurry. Is everything okay?
No.
I think I've had enough. You know you had enough pot when you move the bowl across the table. You go, oh, maybe I should move that away from me. Just be patient and be nice. I might get a little lost, but I'm in a great mood.
Great.
It's an after show. Oh, my God.
Feeling good.
How about Duncan Trussell?
Great.
Oh, you could do so much. You're going to do so much better than him.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, oh, I'm Duncan Trussell. I'm likable, and I have great stories, and I fit in with the show.
Nice.
Oh, excuse me. And then on the way out of here, I heard him. He goes, see if he can follow that. Whoa, I was like.
He said that about me?
Yeah, he did. He did. Why would I make
son
that up?
Of a bitch.
Yeah, he's like, oh, yeah. He goes, that motherfucker could never follow that. He goes, I'm like Muhammad Ali. He's like that other guy
dead.
That no one never, the other guy. That's not. Oh my God! I'm telling on you. No, I'm telling on
you. Who are
you
going to tell?
I want to tell somebody. You have to answer to somebody.
You're going
to
tell somebody that Muhammad Ali's dead?
No, that you made a joke about it. How hard you? It's never too soon for you, Chris Farron, and that's what got you thrown out of your squash club back in Minneapolis. I do my homework.
Oh my God!
All right, no, that's fine. Of course, there's nothing ever that is. I remember one time. I don't want to tell this story.
Great.
You know what? That's not polite. Now I'm telling it, you dumb fuck. You had to taunt me. One time I was in love with an Arabian horse. I like, you know, my favorite shows when I remember to breathe.
Yeah.
And you just have to repace yourself. It's a different, you operate at a different intensity. Oh, they're all good. I wouldn't want to just do this, but it's nice to go to sometimes, and that's.
Have you ever meditate? Do you ever meditate?
Well, I'm going to tell you a funny story. Excuse me while I get a sip of my drink. Hayden, are you okay? Oh, now how am I supposed to stop that? No matter what, I have no control. Once I go to drink my drink, I have to put up with that.
Yeah.
Or, unless I don't go thirsty.
Yeah.
If I'm thirsty and I go fuck it, I'll just have to deal with it. When I go to drink, here's what the audience hears. I cannot drink it. I don't even know if I want to try. To George Carlin, I'll try one more time to drink it through the slurp.
Okay.
If I can't, I'm going to say to George Carlin, please don't do it, because I do want to get a drink. And I don't want to try too hard. So here we go. No. It's okay, now let me just drink it. Don't do it, please. No.
You didn't say to George Carlin.
To George Carlin. Who did that? Well, that's to George Carlin. You can't break that.
Sorry.
No, I think someone's going to say, but I didn't know it was with all of us.
Right.
So, yeah, I'll get you. I'm a lawyer.
You're a lawyer?
How you doing? Listen, I can get you out of this mess.
Great.
Because
finally.
Because when you said it, I don't know. Fuck.
So you meditate.
Oh, yeah. Do I meditate? Well, I don't do it traditionally, but I don't want to be like, I always feel when I tell what meditation means to me that people are going to go, that's not meditation.
No.
I guess it's a version of it. In just some realizing that, of course, it's a good thing to be able to do. Like, I
right.
see so much worth in it.
Right.
I don't want to try to say I don't do it because I don't see the worth in it.
So what do you do?
I see the worth in it.
Right.
And I admire people that it just, it's a calm. It's a just trying to just base yourself with what's important. It's, you know.
Yeah.
It all makes sense. You think, so why don't I do it? I don't know. I'm lazy. So, what, I have to do everything? I'm already leading in all the other areas. No. But I don't want to dismiss it because I don't do it. And so what I do is I will, and one more thing.
I heard somebody say this, and it really helped me also. And it was, I forget what show it was on, but he goes, a lot of times when people think of meditating, they think just get all thoughts out of their head. And then they sit down and they maybe have some sort of mantra they might say, and their thoughts get into their head, and they go, oh, this isn't working. No, your human brain is supposed to do that. Don't look at it like, oh, it stopped. I'm not. No, no, that's part of it. And it goes 1 second at a time, being able to get it out. But you might go a minute where you actually let yourself go. That's a crazy to get to that. And then you snap back in, and eventually he goes, so don't look at it. And then it did change my opinion on it. Because I would drift and go, oh, this isn't for me.
Right.
So I try to do it at night before I go to bed. I'll put some whatever, pull some music up on my, and just have, don't try to go to bed when I'm just tired.
Right.
Usually I'll watch TV till I'm just beat.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't do what I'm about to say that often, but it's what I consider meditation. And then I'll go to bed with some energy and then put some really cool music on and just try to clear my head.
Yeah.
And have some good thoughts and play the music. And it's almost like a parody of it because I can't do it that long.
Right.
But I can do it for like 5 minutes.
So. That's not meditating.
Hey, you know what? You got a lot of fucking nerve. I'll come over there and be nice to you and say how are you. There's enough negativity in the world. I don't like... By the way, sometimes when bits are angry during these times, as they say, I'm so aware of it. After 9/11, I was so aware of it.
Yeah.
It didn't even have to be a joke about an airplane or anything like that. No. It had to just be any yelling.
Yeah,
I remember literally performing like 2 weeks afterwards, and I didn't want to yell. Like, that bit I'm yelling. No one needs to be yelled at.
Right.
Even comedically. Yeah. Well, what would if Sam Kinison have done? Canceled his show? No, people would know that was good yelling because they were all there to see him. But early on, I'm sure he pissed a lot of people off. Anyway, that's looking at you, kid. Huh, Sammy, baby? Me and him used to hang out. We get coked up like a fuck.
Like a fuck.
Oh, yeah, I got stories.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got so many goddamn stories.
Oh, that's
stories.
Awesome. Let's hear one.
I got one story about me and him.
Oh.
He was fucking crazy.
I bet, yeah. He seems crazy.
Sam Kinison was fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, we used to, we'd go out all night and fucking tear that shit up.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, fuck, he was, we would get, one time I did 7 pounds of coke with him.
Really?
Yeah.
7 pounds?
Yeah, my head blew up.
Yeah?
Yeah, look at it.
Yeah, I can tell.
Look at it. I've got a blown up head. Appreciate it. Will you sing a song about my head that blew up?
Yeah.
Seriously, get your guitar. And sing a song and be nice about it. Everyone's afraid to talk about my head that blew up. And I like good music, too. Maybe my head blowing up inspired you to write a song.
It did.
What is it?
Todd's head looks...
I like it.
Terrible.
Oh, make it nice.
Todd's head.
You can see the love in his heart through his brain.
In every... way.
Hey, we play your song at the end of every show.
Do you really?
Yeah, we do. Every single show, even the no-show show, we play it.
You have a no-show show?
How dare you?
I have a no-show show.
Are you mocking a type of women? The way you go, there's no show show.
I don't know what that means.
Listen here, sister. Is there no show show? No, it sounds... By the way, I'm going to be honest with you. I want to have this discussion. I'm not joking around.
Okay.
There is something great about Wendy Williams, right? Never asked anybody this.
I think there is something
because
she has a charisma,
right?
Yeah,
and it has to be so good because she when I hear anything into the area of someone defending hitting kids, back in my day, and I've heard her go off on that once in a blue moon, not that often, but usually they can't recover from that. That's not the type of person I want to be enamored with, but.
Right.
Then sure, and by the way, she's talking about topics, but yet she fucking, I'll just watch her be interested about something, even if I don't care what it is. I love her passion.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's something. But when you're afraid to say that, because what if I said it about something that was like, oh no, I don't even like that. You're not saying you like it ironically. No, that's the QVC.
Right.
QVC, I like ironically. No, it's not ironic. She is compelling.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I agree. I think she's a good personality. I think I'm not totally sure, but
I wouldn't run home.
She might have said some things that I don't agree with.
Well, then you know what? I don't like her. Fuck her.
Yeah,
I always said that about her. Yeah, fuck her.
Yeah.
Hey, Wendy. Come over here, Wendy. Hey, Wendy. I heard you said some shit. Hey, Wendy, say hi to us. why? Why you gotta walk by us and you can't smile every day when you walk into the studio, Wendy? We love you.
Wait, are these the crew members?
No, this is the people that line up outside. Okay. I don't know who it is. I don't like them anyway. They all got fired.
Right.
All those. That's not the way. Just because you don't like someone, you don't aggressively. Well, they're behind ropes.
Right.
I didn't like this bit. I'm not like.
Come on, it's okay.
Yeah, you're right. I have a right to have a life.
Sometimes you gotta get mean.
How about this one? I try to make them feel I had a song written. Sure, it cost me $500.
$500.
$500 fucking bucks.
Wow.
For this.
Mute Valley Sound.
That's his company.
Oh, cool.
Listen.
About Aaron on the board.
Huh?
We're so glad that he's around.
Yeah, how about that? $500 mute fucking bucks.
It's wow. Mute Valley Sound.
Hey, you want to drive around on my motorcycle and call people nerds?
Yeah.
Okay. I figured out how this works. You have to call. By the way, yes, I love analyzing bits like this. If I can't make it work for me, then I can't make it work, even if it's an illness I have.
Yeah.
But I don't want to call the wrong people nerds in this bit. And I'm thinking, when we first started doing it, me and a friend, why were we laughing? Because, like, it's not anybody that could be somebody that is getting teased. Like, you see somebody like riding a bike and you're like, nerd.
Yeah.
But or you see someone it's whoever we see. Maybe people reading a book.
Yeah.
You know, like they're nerd. Well, I don't know, they could be called nerds. Maybe we should yell compliments.
They might be nerds.
How about if we yell compliments?
You yeah. I'd love to.
We yell them, but we scream them because we want to think we're tough, but no one gives us a hard time because they're compliments, but yet we get our aggression out.
Can you actually, is it possible to scream compliments without sounding sarcastic?
Well, you know what? The word out on the street is that they're not. Hey.
Oh, look at that guy.
Hey. Wait, where are we? We're on the Audubon. Hey, I know terms. I know things. I know references. Ooga, ooga, ooga. Todd Glass just had a great reference. That's right, everybody. A big celebration for Todd and his references. I like your pants, asshole.
Oh.
No, you're another guy yelling. You're another guy yelling. We're both on the motorcycles yelling compliments. I don't like, by the way.
Hey!
If there's ever a bit you don't want to do, do you swear to God you'll say no? You don't want to do it?
Of course.
Because if this is it, I'm going to kill myself. No, I've had a tough day, and the last thing I need is one of my bits not working. Okay, here we go. Can you play the revving sound again, please? We have a way I can get him to play stuff no one knows, but I actually just asked him literally for it. But the regular audience is stupid and they don't hear it because they're dumb. What if that's people like, hey, we're the listener. Ah, shut up. It's not about you, the real listener. It's like when somebody goes, hey, your mother. It's not about their mother. It's about the fictitious mother we've all made right. up, you know.
Hey, your house, perfect.
Thank you.
Oh, great. I got him.
I'm trying to rev up the. I want the revving
mouth.
To be better. By the way, I was trying to beef up the revving, everybody. That's how hard I try on my show.
Yeah.
That's how hard I try on my show, ladies and gentlemen. That when I. Let me tell you something. I'm not joking around. This. And that's why I invite Chris Farron. This is. Can I tell you a story?
Yes.
I remember the first time you met me.
Really?
Yeah, you said, Todd, what I like about your show, it's a real show.
Yeah.
It's a real show. These other
real
shows.
Deal.
What, they're like fake or something?
Ugh. All these other podcasts?
What's going on?
They stink.
I understand Jimmy Pardo. That's fucking the... I mean, he started it all.
Right.
But Mark Maron, come on, give it up. It's sad, right?
Give up.
Thank you. Chris Hardwick, yes, I understand. He gives me my platform. Of course, I wouldn't wish him ill. But other than that...
Send him away.
Tell me exactly. I remember what you said. You said, Todd, your show... What was it?
Is bravissimo.
Wait. Can you bring that music in again just when he says that? Wait a second. What?
Your show is bravissimo.
Say it again. Bring it in again right afterwards. What is my show?
Bravissimo.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. Vomissimo is the key word today.
Give us a call, 365-4100, and say it, and we'll give you a free pair of earrings for your girlfriend. You can have that for something to give her. One thing less to buy, everybody. Hey, I've got an idea. Want to sign a pledge? Go down to the Todd Glass Show. We have a pledge that you make with someone that you live with, that you love, your significant other, someone you care about. If you're in a gift-giving situation back and forth with this person, you sign a pledge to say, no more gifts. No more gifts. Nobody gives someone pressure about forgetting. We have an understanding that we love each other. And when it comes time to that time, you, as long as throughout the year you show me that you love me and you care about me, I'm not
with
holding
gifts?
You. Yeah. I'm not holding you to one birthday or one thing that... Yeah. So make, I'm telling you, it's a great pledge to sign. We
so
have
you can
it.
Still give gifts, just not on...
Of course, you can just do it throughout the year.
The days it would mean the most.
Yes. Well, how dare you make my idea look horrible. How dare you? You know what? Can you come back in with that music? Say that again. I want you to hear what it sounds like. Say the last sentence, what you just said, and then you come in with the music.
So you can still give gifts, but just not on the days that it means the most.
Wow. You make it sound like that. Of course, I don't like the idea. Pause it. And you do it again. I'll edit it and no one will hear it. I think this is a better part of the song. I'm sorry to do this to you. Just say the last line. Is this embarrassing?
No.
Okay.
Well, you're...
Yeah, just say it. Go ahead, do it again.
I...
Say Vomisio. Oh, no, no, that was the old one. Well, I loved it so much. I miss Vomisio.
So you can still give gifts, except on the day that it means the most.
Wow. Do you mind doing something else? Don't kill me. Can you do this one instead?
Don't kill you.
I'll just take this out. Mm-hmm. I'll put in the better one. I'm not going to let the audience hear this, I swear.
To a lemonade stand.
Oh, that's a funny story. Okay, you know which one I'm talking about? Okay, here we go. Say it again. Say it again. I think I got better music.
I forget.
No, the thing about the it's a good the thing. Vomissimo. The when they need. Let's do Vomissimo. Say Vomissimo.
Vomissimo.
Pause it. Say Vomissimo.
Vomissimo.
You know what? Leave it on. Leave it playing. I got a way to do it. Here we go. Leave it playing.
If we're already doing it,
I'm sorry. You're doing everything's fine. By the way, I always go out of my way. I'm not even joking. When they can't find something, their nature is for them to get a little bit like I would too. But you can not find it, and everything will be fine.
Oh yeah.
You mean yeah. There's no pressure.
Wild errands.
Is that good? Did I do a good job? Isn't that what you would want me to say, to be so nice like that? How about acknowledging how nice I just was when I need those music cues and they're not coming? And I have the nerve to go public and say that you're doing the best you can when I'm over here sweating and Farron's giving me the finger. Okay, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, what do you have?
I have that betting music ready.
Oh, you got to play it again. Okay, now say it again.
Vomissimo.
No, leave it playing. Leave it playing. Say it again.
Vomissimo.
How about with the music? Say it.
Vernissimo.
Put some reverb in his mic.
Panissimo.
Sing it.
Zezisizo.
Ah, now you're right. That's how you write songs. I'm
Panissimo.
Teaching you. Think about, Chris, I'm going to teach you something. Are you offended that I'm trying to teach you something? Oh, my God. You're,
Panissimo.
I want you to listen, okay? I want you to listen to what I'm saying.
Panissimo.
You write songs about what you care about. Just think of what you like to do, and then you'll
Panissimo.
Have a hit. Talk about, I was making ravioli. Whatever you do.
Panissimo.
Right. You're doing it now. Panissimo.
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 Penissimo.
All right, come on. This isn't a filthy show. This isn't a filthy show. Did you ever try to do that song without cursing? No, you didn't.
You wouldn't let me.
No. Oh, really? Play.
Yeah, you looked
play
at
the real song for him. By the way, that my favorite thing is reacting to that
well,
song.
Well, it's 40 below and I don't give a fuck about a heater in my truck.
Oh, jeez. I didn't need to hear that. So you know the real version.
Right.
All right, now play the fake one.
Wait, you want me to go?
Yeah, don't give a dang.
I can't swear?
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm shitting.
No, you can't swear. What?
Oh.
If that's not cursing, I'd like to. How bad is what you say when you curse? If that's cleaning it up.
Come on.
Here's you cleaning it up. Fuck! Right out of the bat.
I'm sorry.
Damn.
I'm sorry.
By the way, you
I didn't understand.
Curse.
I didn't get the game.
Well, we're not a radio show.
I didn't get
so
the game.
We're not going
to. I'm sorry.
No, you don't have to be. Wait a second. Is that how scared you really are of me?
Oh.
How can you be having fun if you're this scared of me? Am I an aggressive person?
Yeah. It's terrifying.
I want everyone to feel comfortable.
Tat it up.
Wow. I'm like a bad guy, right?
Yeah.
Shut up.
All right, I got it this time.
Okay, go ahead.
Fuck.
No.
I'm shitting. Oh.
No, you don't. Let me show you.
Okay, go ahead.
Here we go. I don't give a darn.
Oh.
I don't care anymore. You can get away from me and move aside. I don't like this bit.
Okay.
It's too hard to follow that song. And that song's too busy, and it gives me a headache.
Yeah.
And right now, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Would you like to be part of our summer concert series?
No.
We could talk about Lady Dynamite.
Yes, we could.
Ah, yes.
Have you seen it?
Love it. Okay. I've seen every episode. Once.
You guys talked me into. I know when people are telling me to see something, how many people tell me before I... Eventually, I'll always watch it, especially if it's someone I like. But sometimes it takes a while. But you guys, tonight, like, I will have watched it by the end of the tonight. Because you, Aristotle said great things about it. A friend of mine, Vinny, said some good things about it. I know he listens to the show. He loves
Vinny.
It. He loves when we mention.
Hey, I know Vinny.
Hey, Vinny. Hey, you think we shut think, up. Oh, I guess you do listen to the show.
Hey, I think my dad knows Vinny.
Hey, I'm sure he does. Boo. All right, listen. So, back to you. As to insinuate that wasn't to you.
Lady Dynamite,
and you were saying really, so far everyone I meet is like, oh, you're going to fucking love it.
Yeah.
I love hearing
it's great.
That when someone finds their vehicle, because that, for someone as unique as her, to find that right vehicle, that's
it's
fucking exciting.
It's perfect for her. It really is. Yeah.
A big part of it that I forgot about was that she was in those Target commercials.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah. No,
yeah. That's like a through line throughout the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
They changed the name of the store, but it's awesome.
Well, I guess you're not going to like my new show.
What is it?
It's not Camping with Todd anymore. It's Camping with Target.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
they replaced
I
you.
I always felt like I sold out, but now you guys make me feel real...
stupid.
You make me feel real stupid. You know what I mean? Can I play some of Joe's work?
Yes.
Is it okay to showcase something? I guess you've heard this song.
Bum, 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 ba-dum, ba-dum. A duck walked up to a lemonade stand, and he said to the man running the stand, hey, bum, 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 got any grapes? The man said, no, we just sell lemonade, but it's cold and it's fresh and it's all homemade.
You ever heard this song?
No.
You never heard this song?
Never heard it.
Then he waddled away.
This is lemonade. I've been hearing a lot about it.
Well, listen what Joe does. You like lemonade?
Yeah.
Joe's.
Bum, 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 ba-dum-ba-dum. Todd Glass walked up to a bubble stand.
I don't like this.
No, neither do I. He doesn't. And you know, the problem with it is he won't listen to me. He won't. I'm going to play it as a joke.
Okay.
But.
Ironically.
Ironically, thank you. Oh, let's play one of our songs today.
Bum, 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 ba-dum-ba-dum. Todd Glass walked up to a bubble stand. And he said to
boo.
The man, run in the stand. Hey, bum, bum, bum.
Not
the reverb.
Wow.
The man said, no, we just sell bubbles. They're fresh from the bubble machine. Can I sell you some? They're dope. Todd Glass said, nope.
Jack Knight.
Then he podcasted away. Podcast. To the very next day. Bum.
I have to get Jack Knight on this show. If he wants to
we
do
were
it.
All making fun of that song, but you were lost in thought and seemed like you really enjoyed it.
I did. If you had a song about a duck and it rhymed and it was about you, I'm sure you would listen to it.
You're right.
Because guess what?
Yeah.
You're going to feel really stupid.
Okay.
No, you're going to feel really bad.
Okay.
I should do it. I have every right to just play it.
All right.
No, I should.
All right, go ahead.
Well, I mean.
Go ahead. Play it.
I should.
I'm sorry. I doubted you.
I should.
I shouldn't have doubted you.
No, I should fucking play it.
Go ahead. Play it for me.
Right now.
And
I want like
before
to.
You play it. Hey, wait, don't play it yet.
No, I'm going to.
Don't play it. Don't play it.
Right now.
Don't play it right now. Before you play
shit,
it.
Shit, I can't play it.
Oh.
Because of the electrical problem.
Yeah, the power just went out.
Shit.
Damn. Oh my God, a ghost.
Yeah. It's real. Can I? Can
this
I?
This is haunted. This.
No, this house is not. This has a great energy. Yeah. Wow. That's how you. Well, that's how you decide it does. People love to tell. No, by the way, I do think it does. But I think a house can have two energies. I think it can be the person that lives there too. It doesn't always have to be the
right.
space.
Yeah.
And you know, I. You know what? I've wanted to have shows like this for a while, and I might look when Eric Olson gets here, we're going to get so organized with this show. I'm going to start doing like, I want to think of podcasts that are like a half an hour. Maybe it's where we wait till the night, we set the scene, and it's thunder, just keeps playing, just keep playing it, and that's the scene you set, and it's thundering, and you're at a table. We get it darker in here, you know, so we can go to that right now.
Yeah,
I turned all the lights out in the studio except for the Mr. Rogers. And then there's one candle over here. Yeah, just get in that light. Place. We're safe. We're inside. You know, you might not have everything you want. We all want stuff, but it is that thing of like, I'm sheltered.
Yeah.
And there's something like, you should be appreciative of that.
Yeah.
Also, it can be cozy.
Yeah.
Right?
Why are you taking your clothes off?
Because I'm fun.
Okay.
I'm sorry if I like to have a good time. No, is this uncomfortable?
I don't know.
Nah, I feel like...
As long as you keep on the... All right, never mind.
No, I feel like stupid now because you're judging me. Should I...
I guess just sit back down so I don't have to see it.
Well, I mean, I'll just leave my boxers on.
Okay. On the table?
I'll leave them on. The table. that's a guy. I'll leave my boxers on the table. Oh, you're like, eek, eek, eek. This is fun when it's thundering out. Yeah. I want to commit. It just creates a very... Wow.
It's cool.
A little scary.
Yeah.
You get a blanket. The thunder can be a little quieter.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the house, you don't have the advantage of doing that. But in this show... I can make the thunder. I still want to hear it, though. You don't want it too innocent.
Right.
You don't want it in the background. Bang, bang, boom, boom. Then what's the fun? Every so often, it's got to really... Yeah, come on. You hear... Every so often, it's got to crack. Like, you know, you just like hear... What?
There you go. There you go.
Wow. How's your mother?
She's good.
She's been texting me.
Why?
I don't know. It's freaking me out. She makes the winky signs.
Oh, no.
I should make jokes about your mother. So I want to... Do you want to call somebody?
Sure.
Who do you want to call?
Oh.
It's a hard decision. Do you want to try... Hold on. Where's my phone? What'd I do with my phone?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Who will they call? Will Todd ever find his phone? Find out in next week's conclusion to the Todd Glass Show.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you. It's you I like. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.